This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times morning briefing on Friday, the 26th of April. The first NHS trials of a revolutionary personalised cancer vaccine to treat melanoma have begun. It's custom built for each patient and tells the body to identify cancer cells and stop the disease coming back. Steve Young was one of the first patients to get the jab and told us why he wanted to take part in the trial.
By doing the trial, I feel like I'm actively doing something to give it a kicking, basically, because I could have just chosen to sit back, have a scan every 3 months and just see what, you know, see what happened. And I just felt that, you know, at least by being on a trial, I'm actively doing something.
Academics and researchers involved in cutting-edge science at British universities are to be vetted by the security services as part of government plans to tackle Chinese espionage. Vice-chancellors from 24 leading universities were briefed on the threat by the head of MI5 yesterday. They were warned hostile nations could target their research to boost their own military capabilities and economies. Hamza Youssef is battling to save his position as Scotland's First Minister after his former coalition partners vowed to vote against him in a motion of no confidence. It comes after he decided yesterday to part ways with the Scottish Green Party, but now faces a backlash which could cost him his job. Labour and the Lib Dems have indicated they'll also support a no-confidence motion. John Boothman, the Sunday Times Scottish political correspondent, says it's not looking good for Mr Youssef.
There's a general malaise around about Hamza, that his judgment's poor, that he's got little authority, that he's not been very good at getting a grip, that he's really a leader who's been at the mercy of events rather than control of them.
The founder of the Me Too movement, Tarana Burke, has said the decision to overturn Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction is a clarion call. The New York Court of Appeals made the decision because the judge allowed testimony against the film producer based on allegations that weren't part of the case. Sarah Baxter, director of the Marie Colvin Center for International Reporting, told Times Radio about the difficulties women face when testifying in sexual assault cases.
They probably remember exactly what happened and where. But where they're very shaky is, what day did it happen on? What date? And if they say the wrong thing over that, and it can be proved that someone like Harvey Weinstein wasn't there at the time, that's when things get really murky.
Weinstein will remain behind bars, though, as his LA rape conviction is not affected. And the general manager of what's billed as the UK's biggest music venue has quit after it failed to open on time. The £365 million Co-op Live Arena in Manchester was due to welcome guests for a test event last Saturday but had to cancel. Gary Roden's resignation also came hours after he was slated for saying grassroots music venues are often poorly run. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.